Now remember, we can anticipate something of the answer so that our own mind becomes quiet at this moment. Because this is a very important question. If knowledge is superior to action, then why should there be karma yoga at all? Why not jnana yoga alone? This is one of the issues of the Bhagavad Gita. If knowledge is superior to action, then why the process of karma yoga at all? Let us all do jnana yoga. Now we must first of all remember that Sri Krishna does not say that karma yoga is inferior to buddhi yoga. We must see very clearly. He says karma, action is inferior to buddhi yoga. But he doesn't say karma yoga is inferior to buddhi yoga. But when you listen to the statements, perhaps you may not understand this distinction. Karma is inferior to knowledge, but karma yoga is not inferior to knowledge or to yoga of knowledge. Secondly, karma yoga itself becomes powerful only when you know that in the hierarchy of forces of knowledge, action and devotion, because these are only three forces in the world. If you analyze the psychology of a human being, you find there are only three tendencies in human being. Cognitive, conative, affective. If you read any book on psychology, you will find that psychologists all over the world agree that human tendencies are threefold. Cognitive, conative, affective. Cognitive is the tendency to know. Conative is the tendency to act. Affective is the tendency to feel. In the totality of the whole psychology of human being, these are the only three powers. Now in these three powers, there is a relationship. What is the relationship? Cognition is always superior to affection and conition. Conition is always inferior to cognition. Affection is both the crown of cognition and conition, and also the inspiring force of the highest knowledge and the highest action. This is a very important statement, so let us dwell upon it. Because the entire relationship of Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga, which is the synthesis of which is the whole teaching of the Bhagavad Gita, rests upon this interrelationship between these three tendencies. We must know that the aim of the Bhagavad Gita is to resolve the problem of life. The problem that Arjuna raises is an incidental question, because Arjuna is a symbolic of the problem that life confronts to everybody in the world. You might say it is a typical example of every human being. At a certain time, the problem of life confronts you in the way in which it confronted Arjuna. Therefore, the answer to the question that Arjuna raises cannot be answered, cannot be given on a very flimsical grounds, which is something incidental or on the casual. It has to be answered on some very fundamental truths. The most serious problems of life can be resolved only when you know the fundamental truths of life. The answer that could ultimately satisfy Arjuna could be a yogic answer. Now this word yogic answer again needs to be defined. What is yogic answer? There are many kinds of answers. There are pragmatic answers, practical answers. There are theoretical answers. There are intellectual answers. There are answers which are temporary. There are answers which create further questions. There are final answers, full answers, durable answers. Now the full answers, durable answers, final answers are what may be called yogic answers. In the ultimate analysis, at the bottom of everything, if you really want to resolve any problem, Sri Krishna says, you go to the most fundamental things, try to get highest possible knowledge, survey the whole realm of knowledge, and then ask your question in the context of the realm of knowledge, total realm of knowledge, and then derive the answer out of it. It will be the truest answer, final answer, lasting answer. Now the question that Arjuna had put was such a question that neither pragmatic answer, nor theoretical answer, nor intellectual answer, nor philosophic answer, any temporary answer would have satisfied him. That is why Sri Krishna is obliged to give him an answer which is a yogic answer. And he says that your question is such that it can be answered only if you go to the most depth of everything.